Is this the quality of God? I thirst. A weary God. Inverted commas. God. Jesus, therefore, being wearied, got tired, fatigued with this journey, sat thus on the well. John chapter 4, verse 6. A sorrowing God, in inverted commas, God. And he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Matthew chapter 26, verse 37. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Matthew chapter 26, verse 38. A groaning God, we had dealt with it already. And now, with regards to the prophecies, you see, one of the points that has been put forth was the prophecies. Watch. One of the points was the prophecies. I said, now when you look at the prophecies, hopefully everybody is waiting for Jesus. Anytime now. The Jehovah's Witnesses, the masterful technique they have. You know, they don't build churches, they don't build schools, no hospitals, no orphanages, nothing. They just do their job. Because you know why? They don't buy farms in South Africa. No farms, no buildings, nothing. They hire halls. They call them kingdom halls. Masterful technique. Any minute Jesus is coming. Any minute, and you work people up into a frenzy. But this frenzy is going on for 2,000 years. Based on, I'm reading Mark chapter 13, verses 26 and 27. It says, then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Then they will see the Son of Man, means Jesus Christ, coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send his angels and gather together his elect from the four winds, from the farthest part of the earth to the farthest part of heaven. Assuredly, verse 30, I say to you, this generation, the generation is talking to, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. What did the people understand? They understood exactly what it says. And they were waiting. Every time they saw a cloud, that anytime Jesus is coming. And people have been selling over these 2,000 years. They work out some figures, and it's right, 1914. Jesus is coming. 1918, Jesus is coming. And people sell the properties and everything, and they find, finish, damn squib, he hasn't come. 2,000 years have gone, because the misunderstanding was given. Any time now, any moment, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Matthew tells us, making it clearer, chapter 10, verse 23, but when they persecute you in this city, persecute you, the followers of Christ, when they persecute you in this city, flee to another, run to another city. For assuredly, most surely, I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes back. And they fled. And they were persecuted. The early Christians were persecuted. And they fled. And they perished. 2,000 years have gone, false hopes, anytime. And they went, and they believed that before we can run out of Sweden, we go from here to Gothenburg, and from Gothenburg to where, and Jesus will be there. And people went through all the cities, and they died, and the bones have rotted in the grave, but he has not come yet. But the emotionalism is there. You can be worked up into a frenzy to sell your properties, divorce your wife and children, and go out into the wilderness. It can be done. This is how the warring God, the God who is going out of warring, the strong arm method of God in inverted commas, strong arm method. And he went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold therein and them that bought. And when he had made a scourge, whip, Jesus Christ, of small cords, he got them all cords together and made into a whip. He drove them all out of the temple with a whip. And the sheep and the oxen all beat them all out of the temple and poured out the changers' money and overthrew the tables. And when he marched on to Jerusalem, you see, when he marched with his disciples to Jerusalem, and they're making a big noise, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna to the